You're listening to Men's Health Live with Peter Moore and Greg Stebbin. Pick up the latest issue of Men's Health Magazine on newsstands everywhere.
This is Men's Health Live from Men's Health Magazine.
Peter Moore and Greg Stebbin here from Men's Health Magazine. Men's Health Live is brought to you by Craftsman, made to make. And there is a story in this month's issue of Men's Health. I'm not sure I can say the name, but I'm going to, if they bleep it out, they do. The name of the story is Calm the Hell Down. It starts on page 115. And if stress has ever been an issue for you, you're going to want to hear what Dr. David Posen has to say. Doctor, thank you for joining us on the show, and thank you for talking to us a little bit about stress and why it's a problem in our lives.
Well, it's a pleasure, and thanks for having me.
So we have this story here. It's about stress, and you are quoted quite liberally in this story. So you are clearly a guy who is stressed out over stress, or maybe you're not stressed out, but you know the rest of us are. Why is stress such a problem for us?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. First of all, the world is getting more stressful and complicated. Economics are a problem for people, you know, workplace stress, which is a subject of my most recent book called Is Work Killing You? And it is killing a lot of people, if not physically, killing their energy, their spirit, and so on. There's as I say, economic uncertainty. There's political problems going on that people are trying to follow, and problems in the world. But the other thing is that I think the speed of life has accelerated dramatically, certainly in the last 20, 25 years, because of technology, and it gets faster every year. And I think a lot of people are having trouble keeping up. And on top of all that, people aren't taking care of themselves very well. There's a lot of self-neglect because people are working long hours and so on. And so and people haven't learned very good coping strategies and skills either. So the combination of more stress around us, or more triggers to stress, and the fact that we're not handling it very well leaves people pretty vulnerable.
Well, I'm noticing in the article we identify you as an Ontario-based stress management physician. How did you get into that line of work? I can't say that I've ever heard of a stress management physician before.
Well, actually, I might have been one of the early guys into this. This was a little over 30 years ago. I was a family physician for 17 years, and I went to hear, I went to a meeting on cardiology, heart disease, in Montreal in 1981, heard several presentations on stress management and stress theory for the first time, and I didn't even know this body of information and knowledge existed. I was fascinated, I was riveted, and I realized how important it would be for my patients, but also in my own life. You know, I was a pretty stressed out guy running a busy practice and having a busy life playing sports and music and so on. So I started to bring this into my work with my patients. Then other doctors started to refer patients to me because they knew of my interest. I was very lucky to find a mentor at Harvard, Dr. Matthew Budd, who took me under his wings for a few years and guided my learning. And I have never lost my passion for this. I keep learning. I speak all over North America. I don't just see patients, but I give lectures and seminars, and I've written 4 books. And I just keep learning and growing and finding it fascinating and realizing how if you can get people to understand how stress affects them and get them to address that, then a lot of their health problems start to either melt away or at least come under much better control. So they need less medication, they need less access to doctors and the healthcare system. So it's really a lot about prevention rather than treating illness after the fact.
Can I ask, I guess it's a stupid question, but what is stress?
Well, that's a very important question, actually. And the answer that I use, I actually go back to Dr. Hans Selye, one of the fathers of stress theory, who defined stress as the nonspecific reaction in the body to any demand that's made upon it. So the most important part of that definition is that the stress reaction is in us. It's in our bodies. It's not out there. It's not the traffic jam or gridlock. It's not the the deadline or the boss that's hanging over your shoulder and criticizing you. It's your reaction to all of those things. And it's mediated by adrenaline and noradrenaline and cortisol and a whole bunch of other stress hormones. And what happens, it's the fight or flight response. So your heart rate speeds up, your blood pressure goes up, your breathing gets faster, your muscles tense, your pupils dilate, your blood sugar goes up.
I'm getting stressed just listening to you talk about it.
Well, well, you should, because it's a long list. But the good news is that if we can learn how to first of all, to realize that we don't have to control the world and everything around us to manage our stress better, we need to understand why we react to all those things, how we react, and a lot of it has to do with how we think about things.
Obviously, the follow-up question is, what do we do about it? I mean, where do we start? Because most of us are, frankly, really stressed out.
One is to change the situation if you can. Let's take an example. If you're at the airport, I do a lot of traveling, and planes are delayed or even canceled, and you watch people react. And so this is what I mean by the stress reaction is in our bodies, not in the situation, because not everybody freaks out. Some people are very calm about it or even philosophical, and other people go right up the twist. It has to do with how they're talking to themselves. So a lot of our stress, in fact, probably most of our stress comes from the way we talk to ourselves and the way we think and about things, the judgments and interpretations we make. We give meaning to everything that happens. And our meaning, we call our meaning reality. So the thing is that if you change the way you think, you can actually change the way you feel. And there are techniques for doing that, like reframing, changing your perspective on things. Maybe he didn't return my phone call because he's busy or something happened to him, not because he doesn't like me, that kind of thing. The second thing is, and other aspects of that, a lot of people get stressed out because their expectations are unrealistic. So if you have unrealistic expectations, life is probably going to disappoint you, and you can get all upset about that, or you can modify your expectations.
All right, really short. I'm going to ask you a tough question, and it's so tough you have to make the answer short. Otherwise, we'll be here for an hour, and we can't do that. What if I don't take your advice? What's going to happen to me?
Well, what's really interesting is that people think of health, things and long-term health is going to be bad for your heart and so on. The fact is that that amount of stress day to day is unpleasant in itself, aside from the health, adverse effects on your health. So I would say that people struggle, they suffer when they don't address this issue, and it drains them of energy. They're less productive. It affects their relationships, and it certainly affects their health in terms of higher blood pressure, cholesterol, heart disease, and so on. But just feeling better day to day is a pretty good reward and benefit in itself.
So, Greg, what will happen is you'll be unemployed, lonely, and dead.
All right. On that happy note, Dr. David Posen, the author of Is Work Killing You?, among other books, a stress expert, the guy we contacted when we wanted to write a story called Calm the Hell Down. Dr. Posen, thanks for joining us. And coming up next, more useful stuff from this month's issue of Men's Health. You're listening to Men's Health Live.
Men's Health Live with Peter Moore and Greg Stebbin is presented by Bridgestone. And Bridgestone is passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most.